But we start hour number three, as promised, by having a conversation with a new running back with Cleveland Browns. He was a fifth-round pick out of Cincinnati. He was a first-team all-conference player last season, the most outstanding player of the 2021 AAC Championship game, ran for over 1,300 yards, 20 total touchdowns for the Bearcats. Last season, we are joined right now by Browns running back Jerome Ford. Jerome, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good visit with you. So let me start right here. The dream has become a reality. You finished off a really nice college career. You were selected by the Browns in the fifth round. Has it all sunk in yet? What's it feel like?
It's kind of surreal. Having something that you know, you grew up, like, you know, I want to go to the NFL. And then it finally being in front of you, you know, still kind of taking it all in, you know, as I get ready to go in the rookie minicamp this weekend.
All right, so I would imagine also on top of that, it's sinking in right now. You spend your whole life making sacrifices, and people around you make similar sacrifices, then you get there. I'm curious, what was your reaction to hearing the Browns call your name? And then secondarily, what are your thoughts about entering a running back room that has Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
When I first got the call from the Browns, I was excited. Just to start with my dream coming true, you know, my family being there to be able to see it, and, you know, being able to come back to a place where I'm kind of familiar as far as coming back to Ohio. As far as the running back room, I'm excited to be able to learn from, you know, probably the top backs in the NFL, from Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm not sure you can find a better running back room than that one. We are joined by Jerome Ford of the Cleveland Browns. So you go into a room like that, and now you get your shot at the NFL dream. What's your mindset and approach coming in? For instance, are you looking to contribute in any way you can, or are you looking to make as big an impact as possible as quickly as you can?
I'm looking to contribute in any way that I can, pretty much become a sponge, you know, soak up any information that I can get from those vets, you know, on the field, off the field, you know, how to carry myself as a pro and what it takes to be a pro. And I think that's the kind of approach I'm taking. You know, anything that I can do to help the team, I'll help anybody else for that matter.
All right, so we talked about the running back room itself, but what about this? How eager are you to get there and see what you can do behind that offensive line in particular and that particular offensive system?
I'm excited about that, too. I actually know a couple of the offensive linemen. James Hudson, he was offensive lineman at Cincinnati, first year at Cincinnati. And then he was at Bama when I was at Bama. He always been a cool dude to me. So, you know, I'm excited to run behind those guys and get working with those guys too.
So you got some familiarity, which is always good. Jerome Ford is joining us. I think a lot of people know your story, but for those who do not, you were a top back coming out of high school. You went to Alabama, which already had Damian Harris, Najee Harris, and Josh Jacobs. So ultimately, you decided to go to Cincinnati. Did you have any idea that when you made that move that you would put up the numbers that you did and contend for a natty at the natty?
I didn't know that we would be able to compete for a natty eventually. But when I went into Cincinnati, I went in with the mindset that I was going to, you know, pretty much do everything I can to put myself in a position to be where I am today. You know, like, even though I had left Alabama, you know, they kicked out a lot of dudes into the NFL, pushed out a lot of talent, they got a lot of good guys. But I just wanted to make sure that even though that I left, you know, I can still show that I'm able to make it to the next level.
Hey, listen, clearly they're building a monster there. That's a really, really nice program. What was it, though, that made you think that Cincinnati was the right place for you?
Just coming out of high school when they recruited me, you know, my mom really liked them. I really liked them. But, I mean, you know, Coach Saban landed a helicopter on the 50-yard line at your high school. You can't really beat that.
No doubt. What was that like, man? What's it like when he drops down in a helicopter and gets out of that thing?
You got the assistant principal scrambling around, the principal scrambling around, your AD, your head coach scrambling around, making sure the field clean, making sure everybody in class and nobody out on the field. You know, it was actually like kind of hectic at first, but, you know, when you sat down and looked at it, like looking back on it now, it was pretty fun and pretty cool.
Dude, that's incredible, actually, just hearing about it. So that said, what was it like to go up against your former teammates with a shot at the national title hanging in the balance last year?
It was great. I had fun doing it. I had fun preparing to do it. It was like pretty much a great opportunity, not only for me, but for pretty much the University of Cincinnati, my teammates, you know, just to pretty much show that we belonged on that stage. This is something that we can do and that we're going to continue to do for years to come.
Jerome Ford is joining us right now. So you've been compared to the likes of Darren Sproles, Dave Meggett. I mean, these are not bad guys to be compared to at all. Do you see it that way, or do you see yourself differently? And who would you compare yourself to in terms of running style?
I honestly don't know who I would compare myself to. I'm just trying to be the best Jerome Ford that I can be so people compare themselves to me later on down the line.
Which brings me to the next point. You have a pinned tweet on your Twitter page, which I think is great. It says, quote, "It was always me versus the world until I found out it's me versus me," end of quote. I really like that. That's a really powerful message. At what point did you realize that it wasn't you against the world, but rather you against you?
Probably that transfer from Alabama. It's actually a Kendrick Lamar. Came from a Kendrick Lamar song. He's one of my favorite rappers, but pretty much just, like, I'm not going against everybody. I'm pretty much going against myself every day to be the best version of myself. And when I realized that, stuff started falling into place with me. Like, just having that self-awareness to be like, you know, I need to fix this in myself, and I need to do this for myself.
100%. The most important thing in the world. I think that some people never figure that out, and I think that some people do figure that out, and they still lose that war against themselves. I think that the fact you understand that at an early age is great. And one more thing. You were scheduled to play in the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama back in February. You were there all week practicing, but you had to back out of the game at the last second. But you had a pretty good reason for doing so. What happened?
My daughter was being born. Her mom was having contractions, and I pretty much wanted to be there for the birth of my daughter. It's something that I wouldn't miss for anything in the world. So,
heck yeah! So, what's it been like being a father?
It's been kind of crazy, you know.
I know.
With everything that's going on right now, I probably won't get to see her as much as I want. But the few times I am there, you know, late nights. You know, it has been fun, though. Definitely been fun.
I'll tell you what, man. You got some life changes going on, but good stuff. He's a fifth-round pick at Cincinnati. He goes to the Browns. Had a really nice college career. Jerome Ford, my guest. Jerome, great to have you on. Thanks so much. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you. That's a good running back room to go into, right? And I like his game. To get a guy like that in the fifth round, I think a pretty powerful back. Ran for over 1,300 yards. He had 19 touchdowns rushing, 20 total. Transferred from Alabama and got an opportunity with Cincinnati. Made the most of it and goes to the Browns. As I mentioned, if you go to the Browns as a running back, you're going into an amazing running back room. You're playing behind a very good offensive line. You've got a great offensive system, which you're going into.